one thing led to another today. You know, I think on all three phases of the ball, starts with us taking care of the football, and we didn't do that today. Yeah, it's a terrible feeling, but at the same time, we got to play Thursday. So this one's got to be out of our system before tomorrow. You know, we got to be ready to go on Thursday, and I think that's a fortunate thing for us that we get to play on Thursday and try to get this taste out of our mouths.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Thanks for hanging out with us here on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. By now, for a lot of you, probably you've been up for maybe a couple of hours. Maybe you got the turkey ready to roll, get the process started. Everybody's got a little bit different time where they actually eat that turkey. We'll continue to update you on the live turkey progress. I'm about 30 minutes away from firing up the smoker, about an hour away from putting the turkey on the smoker. We'll see how successful that actually goes. We're going to head out to Buffalo here in just a second, but we got a five-star play, right, for some college football this weekend, thanks to BetQL.
Yeah, if you go to BetQL.com or download the app, there is a five-star college best bet, Florida -2.5, hosting Florida State on Saturday at noon. So if you like that, take Florida -2.5.
Out is Dan Mullen, so the interim head coach. Maybe there's the rally the troops type of deal where their head coach has been fired and it's kind of, hey, it's just us now mentality for the Florida Gators. We'll talk some more college football coming up a little bit later on here on BetQL Daily, but let's head out to the Roman guest line and welcome in Mike Shope from WGR 550 in both Buffalo. Mike, good to have you on. I've talked to you in the past a couple different times on the local level as well. Happy Thanksgiving, my man. And the feeling in Buffalo, is there some nervousness with how the Bills have been playing heading into this one as 6.5-point favorites?
Hi, Alex. Hi, Aaron. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. My pleasure to be on with you. Nervousness, yeah. Like, this is – they have changed the – finally changed the story of this franchise after many years without even making the playoffs here in the last couple. This year was about the highest expectations, and we were halfway through, and it seemed like for the most part those were being met. But now there are questions about a lot of it, whether they can stop teams that want to run on them, whether they can generate the kind of points that they were doing and they've done in some games this year. We went from, after Indianapolis last Sunday, talking about it's, you know, lethal offense for the most part again, to one where you wonder if they can score enough in games when their defense gets beat. So after that loss to the Colts, we're asking all the questions around here.
Yeah, and then on the other side of the ball, you know, the Saints are, they don't have a quarterback leader. It seems like they're missing Jameis Winston a little bit. Alvin Kamara is out. I think they're also missing some leadership and just the way they're able to rely on Michael Thomas. Is it time to stop playing Trevor Siemian? I mean, it just is starting to feel like the definition of insanity is keep playing him at quarterback because it's not working for them.
Well, I don't know. Like, he's maybe their best option at this point, right? I mean, it's Siemian or Taysom Hill. I kind of think, but, you know, this is maybe always something that's said. I mean, I think that maybe Taysom Hill is a big part of their game tonight. Yeah, but they are thin, as you said. I mean, Kamara and maybe Ingram also, plus Thomas. I mean, it's a tough one to name a lot of their skill guys. I think the question in Buffalo about the Bills as it pertains to this game is, are people going to see what the Colts did and also earlier in the season what Tennessee was able to do with Derrick Henry and just be like, the way we have to play this team is on the ground, which is not what, you know, many teams in the league are accustomed to doing anymore. So that's really that's one thing that's interesting about tonight, is whether the Saints with, you know, these injuries and the lack of depth that you're bringing up here, play that sort of game against the Bills, and then whether it works.
We're talking to Mike Shope from WGR 550 in Buffalo, again set for the Bills, who are 6.5-point favorites tonight in New Orleans against the Saints. This offense, you kind of hit on it a little bit, Mike. They seem to me to be very one-dimensional right now when it comes to their rushing attack. Really is non-existent unless Josh Allen's involved. And then I look at the wide receiver group, and we know Stephon Diggs is the leader of that class, one of the best wide receivers in football, but it's Cole Beasley, it's Emmanuel Sanders. I feel like they're very similar type of receivers, at least the last two I mentioned. How concerning is it with the offense right now? Because it appears to be, hey, their only option is to have Josh Allen make these plays in the running game. Other than that, Zach Moss, Devin Singletary just haven't been there.
Yeah, you know, balance is such a popular word in football talk. And, I mean, the Bills were not especially well-balanced last year, and they scored 500 points. I feel like if they're going to win, they're going to do it with Allen throwing the ball down the field to those players you mentioned, or they're going to lose, and somebody else is going to win doing that. You know, we'll see if Indianapolis or even the Titans, the way they play, can win playoff games. You know the Chiefs, and they don't, you know, they don't play that way. So I kind of think that's how the Bills have to be successful, both in who they are and what it takes. So their running game, you might see Matt Breida lead them in carries tonight. Sean McDermott on our station WGR yesterday said yes to a question about whether Breida has earned more work. But, you know, I you mentioned Allen's rushing. That's a weapon that they have that they didn't use at all against the Colts. I think they're probably fine. I mean, Sanders is getting down the field. Beasley is very short this year, but he's still pretty reliable. Knox has been good. As far as the matchup goes, with the Saints, you have a Marshon Lattimore problem. And I don't know what that means for Diggs. I kind of like Sanders. There's a prop who will lead the day in receiving yards. I think Sanders is kind of interesting for that. If you care about this, he did play for New Orleans. I really don't, but I still like his potential to win that somewhere around, I don't know if you have that one, but somewhere around like 1,600 plus 1,600 to win the day in receiving yards. I kind of like it.
And you mentioned Kansas City for a second there, Mike, and we remember what the conversation was about Mahomes not too long ago. Is he broken? Is this offense broken? Is he broken? What's happened? And not that Josh Allen, I don't believe Josh Allen is broken, but is that conversation, is that narrative coming up in Buffalo at all? Because that was what was built up when Mahomes struggled a little bit. And we've seen now Josh Allen in this Bills offense, despite what they did to Kansas City head-to-head at Arrowhead back in, what, week four, whatever that was. Is there concern that this is kind of the same situation where defenses are going to play him a certain way and Josh Allen's going to have to prove that he's willing to accept what the defense truly has given him?
Well, in terms of how the fans sound, I would say not really. And I think that that might be a reflection of, like, Josh Allen is kind of our savior in football around here. And so I think there's a certain tendency to make excuses for him. Not that that has to be wrong when you're talking about the line. I mean, the line has been suspect this year. They lost rookie right tackle Spencer Brown to the COVID list. He won't play tonight. And they've looked bad when he's missed time. So there are other factors. What's the truth, in my opinion? I mean, Not even about his contract, because once you get the contract, like happened with Mahomes too, everything sort of changes, and you suddenly become a player that's supposed to be able to overcome these other disadvantages, I think, even though you're the same guy that you were before the contract. But I think with Allen, it's kind of on the table if he is, or relatively speaking, stoppable downfield, processing, you know, second, third reads, that kind of thing. Brian Daboll last year, not that Allen wasn't great, because he was, but it just went so easily for them, game after game, wide open receivers all over the field, and teams, like they do in the NFL all the time, make those adjustments and make that tougher. So I think there's a little bit on the table with him, but again, as far as the discussion is, not really. We're not to the point yet where we're wondering if, you know, he's a problem or anything like that. Far from it. And for that, you know, for that matter, sure, that's how the Mahomes conversation, where I sit, sounded to me. It sounded ridiculous. You know, like, oh, suddenly we're going to play a pretty base defense and be able to stop the best quarterback in the league. I mean, you know, there's just a lot of randomness at work, and just different variables can, you know, even mean a whole season's worth of struggle sometimes, but certainly a few weeks. So if I've answered your question, I hope I've answered your question. I'm not particularly worried about him, as I said. I think, you know, throw the ball down the field, chunk plays. Don't block out all the scrutiny about whether you run the ball enough or well enough and move forward.
Well, while we're on the subject of quarterbacks, it's going to be Drew Brees night tonight in New Orleans. There's going to be a lot of energy in that building. It's a primetime game. And there's been quite a bit of movement towards the Bills in this game. Buffalo opened -4.5. It went to 6. Now it's at 6.5. Call me crazy, but I'm starting to think there might be a little bit of value on the Saints +6.5. A primetime dog in this spot. Primetime dogs, 22-11 ATS. Sean Payton as a dog, 4-1 against the spread this year. I might be leaning on the underdogs here in this one.
Well, I mean, it's reasonable. I think the way the line has moved is a real statement about how good still the public, the whole, you know, the whole lot of us think the Bills are. I mean, you take Alvin Kamara out, sure, and that pushes the line up or helps to push that line up a little bit. But I think, you know, local radio, you guys would know. I mean, here when they lose that game to the Colts, and it's like fans are lining up to tell you how bad they are and how it's they're overrated and these different things. And sometimes that sounds a little crazy to me. And then you can look, and I do this every day, you can look to the betting markets and be like, well, you might be on your own with this position, because here they are, all the numbers you laid out, going to play the Saints, who have been consistently, for the most part, good for a long time. The Bills have not beaten this franchise in more than 20 years, and there they are sitting as a touchdown favorite. I mean, that says something. So you never know. I mean, I don't know what the right side will be, but I'm sort of impressed with how the numbers are what they are in terms of the Bills being a touchdown favorite on the road tonight after such a bad game.
Couple more minutes here with Mike Shope from WGR 550 in Buffalo. Of course, this is BetQL Daily here on the BetQL Network. The Patriots no longer just there in the rearview mirror, and it seemed as though, at least from outside that division, it seemed though that the New England Patriots were going to be a year or two at least away, and the Bills were going to have a chance to be dominant in the AFC East. What's the thought process there in Buffalo about how legitimate the Patriots are as a threat, knowing that the Bills still have two more meetings to go against the Patriots?
Yeah, I think there's a definite OMG in the air about New England. For all the years of, you know, being second rate to them, and then last year happened and the Bills not only won the division, but they took them out. I mean, there was a Monday night game around Christmas where the Bills went to the Patriots and blew them out, and you've got Belichick throwing his phone, and you know, it was glorious for the fans here and for the team. Now here we are a year later, they started over at quarterback, and they look good. I think in terms of the matchup, there is a concern that New England can be or is one of those teams that plays the way the Colts do. And there could be a matchup thing. They want to be physical and run it. They really don't have the skill players to be too much different. The quarterback fits into that. So the matchup might be a problem. It's cool that they haven't played yet. I mean, they've got Monday night next week is the Patriots at Bills, and then they meet again in Foxborough. So it's definitely a team to take seriously, and part of that, Alex, is that they always have been. You know, for a generation, even without Brady anymore, they were used to being sort of nervous about them. So, I think, you know, you have a school of thought here, the Bills will be fine. They still are the division favorite, even though they are behind. Which I think is somewhat telling also, but definitely it's no joke what the Patriots have done over the last five games to take the division lead. They look good.
Yeah. Well, sticking with FanDuel, I was going to say real quick, sorry, Aaron, I was going to say just the Bills -165 at FanDuel to win the AFC East, the Patriots +120. Hmm.
Well, I was going to say sticking in the AFC at this Browns Ravens game, a lot of intrigue for me in this one. Baltimore laying 3.5 at home, 46 the total. Lamar Jackson says he's playing. Is there any way the Browns can find a way to steal one? That would make things really interesting in the AFC North.
Yeah, I think they're good enough to win. Both teams are really puzzling in different ways this year. I mean, the Browns have just struggled so much, and injuries are a part of the Mayfield situation. So, I mean, they're not bad. They're physical, too. They run it. So they're not a bad team. And Baltimore has just been really tough to predict. Last week doesn't help us very much with Jackson out, but they win that game. Still, you blow out the Chargers. You get run over by the Bengals at home, the game in Detroit that they were super lucky to win. They're not easy to predict. So, you know, you take your chances, I guess. But every team in that division, all the way down to the Browns, has a winning record. I don't think there's a losing record in the West or the North division. So it's also interesting that the Browns' next two games are against Baltimore, where they go Ravens by Ravens over the next 3 weeks. That's I think a first.
Mike Shope from WGR 550 in Buffalo. Happy Thanksgiving, man. Appreciate you hopping on. Enjoy the Bills and Saints tonight.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. My pleasure to do it. Thanks for having me.
You got it. That was Mike Shope on the Roman guest line. Get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. Go get roman.com/BetQL now to get $15 off your first month. That's getroman.com/BetQL. More of BetQL Daily coming up next. We've got some more thoughts on this Bills-Saints game.